Aaron's radio show. Very nice. Very music. Very cool. I like it.
Coming to you almost live from Berkeley, California. It's Aaron's radio show, the podcast, with your host, Aaron Gobler.
Thanks, Jake. And welcome everybody to episode 45. You're listening to the podcast version of My Three Songs, a show where my guest provides three selections and we talk about why those songs are meaningful to them. The podcast version features full interviews, but includes no licensed music. To enjoy the original version with music included, please visit our website, aaronsradio.show, where you can stream every episode. If you wish to be a guest on the show, please complete the short survey on the My Three Songs page on our website. Now here's the show. Welcome to My Three Songs, where I play three special songs chosen by my guest, and we talk about why they chose each song. Today, my guest is Susan Shertock. Susan is a new friend of mine, and she signed up to be a guest after listening to episode 44, which starred her good friend, Michael Cook. She's a very talented accordionist, and I'm excited to talk with her and have her share some of her talent. Welcome to the show, Susan. How are you today?
I am doing very well, and I'm so glad to be here. Thank you.
Susan, can you tell me, did you find the accordion or did the accordion find you? I'm always fascinated how people take up particular instruments. What's your backstory?
Well, I would say it was a mutual attraction. Somehow it worked out for the both of us. My earliest memory is being 8 years old and going to a family party. And I saw an accordion player there, and I was just blown away to the moon and back. And this instrument was so majestic and powerful, and the man walked around the room with it, and the bellows went in and out, and it was just wonderful. And in that minute, I said to myself, I want to learn how to play that. So I started nagging my parents for lessons, and 2 years go by. I'm now 10 years old. And I'm still nagging. And they agreed to buy me a piano. And they said, how about if we start you with that? But you have to promise to take practice it because it cost a lot of money. And so I gave them my promise and I did practice hard, but I still wanted my accordion. So now I'm 12 years old and now I've become a professional nagger.
Okay.
Finally, at age 12, I got my accordion. And I practiced it and loved it. I've enjoyed it, and I've played it for 60 years now. So I am still with it, both the piano and the accordion.
And that's awesome. And the accordion that you play is what they call it, a piano accordion?
Yes, you would call it that because your right hand has the piano notes, as we say. Some accordions have buttons on both sides. Okay. So that's a little bit different. But the piano certainly helped me by learning that first, because that was the easy part. And I just had to learn the left hand, the button part.
You know, I discovered this week as I was learning more about accordions that the piano accordion is the official instrument of the city of San Francisco.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yes, I didn't know that. I don't think most people in this world know that. I can see San Francisco if I go up onto the top of the hill by my house. So I feel like a special connection now to the accordion in my proximity to San Francisco. I find the instrument fascinating, too. It is, like you said, I can just imagine being places where somebody is walking around playing the accordion, and there are not a lot of instruments that kind of have their own, maybe the bagpipe, you know, which has its own amplification system kind of built in.
Right.
And then you can walk around playing that. And it is such a unique instrument.
I also have had one uncle who played a lot of instruments. So I'm glad in my life that I had someone to inspire me with music. And I wish everyone had that experience also. Because it's wonderful to discover an instrument and stick with it and learn everything there is about it. And there's no end to learning music. I encourage everyone, no matter what age, to learn an instrument and all the genres of music that we have and all the composers that we have. It's a lifelong and more learning experience.
Yeah, I have two thoughts about that. One is learning an instrument. When you see someone play an instrument or hear them play an instrument and they've been doing it for a long time, it just seems so easy because they make it look easy. And then when you pick up that instrument, whatever it is, unless it's like the kazoo, you realize just how much work it takes to become proficient and sound like you know what you're doing. So it can be discouraging, and people really have to stick with it. And I'm learning the ukulele, but I'm doing it very casually, and it's been a couple years now, and I'm getting better, but I'm not really super proficient at it. But there's something magical about producing the music yourself, I discovered. Do you feel that? It's not just listening to music, but producing it.
I guess I've got the control. I can add whatever I like to add, all those decorations and music, mm-hmm. And put my own spin on it. So that is the fun part, that we can mm-hmm. add a lot of things to it. Also,
yes.
Here yeah. in the libraries in Delaware, they're offering free ukulele classes to people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's wonderful. And I'm glad the libraries are much more than a place to go for books today.
Yeah.
Our libraries have music concerts all the time.
Uh-huh.
And, it's more of a community center today. And maybe it's with COVID. We needed that place as a community place to gather.
Yes. And that's something that's really been lost, I guess, during the pandemic is this ability to have communal music experiences, and to try to get some of that back is very important.
Right.
Susan, can you tell me like what the little buttons on the other side of the accordion are? I've never been able to ask an accordionist how that works. Like, can you give me some technical understanding in a few minutes as to what they do or how you work them?
Sure, and you're asking me all the magic secrets now that everyone will know.
Okay,
so they are chords. So really, the accordion is not a difficult instrument to play. So with just one finger pressing down a button, you're really getting the sound of three notes or four notes in that one button. And so those are chords. So my right hand is playing the melody on the piano side, and on the left hand is just chords. Next to the chords, there's one row that's a major chord row. Another row is a minor chord row. Seventh chord and diminished rows. It's just easy to play with the left hand. So it may look difficult. People do look at that and wonder, how do you know which button to play? There's
right.
120 buttons on that
yeah.
song. One note is marked. So you have your bearings. And then from that one note that's marked, you can jump up two notes or jump down two notes and play that button. So that's the secret. They are chords.
Uh-huh. And I'm always fascinated as to how things work. Do you know, short of me actually opening up an accordion, do you know how like a particular button is making that chord sound?
No, I really don't.
That's fascinating about instruments. If you just look at like even the wind instruments and how, you know, the holes are in certain places, and then you press certain buttons like on a clarinet, and it automatically opens up certain valves, and it's just remarkable just how these instruments were created. And I'm just fascinated now with, say, looking at a cross section of an accordion and seeing exactly how all those buttons make those chords. So that's my next rabbit hole on Wikipedia. Susan, I'm really, really delighted that you decided to be a guest. Can you tell me what inspired you to be on the show?
Well, Mike Cook, your friend who previously made a podcast, wrote to me about this because I was unaware of this.
Uh-huh.
And he did it. He enjoyed it. And I listened to it and listened to some others. And it was a lot of fun. And this was not something I do every day in my life. So I said, this is a golden opportunity to try it out.
Uh-huh. Okay. I'm glad you made the decision to be part of this. And Michael's a good friend of mine. I met him in Wilmington about 30 years ago, and we keep in touch. And it's so fun to watch him with his new career in steel drum playing. And I'm so happy for him and his success in that.
His life story, too, is so interesting.
Uh-huh.
That he was a company man with DuPont yeah. for years, but he loved music. And then he retired.
Uh-huh.
He took an intensive course, learned how to play the steel drums, took about 2 years to memorize 30 songs that he could play at a gig. And then he bought an island shirt and a straw hat.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And now he goes out in style with his steel drums
yeah.
and brings so much joy to so many people. And he's living his dream in retirement. And
yes.
that is fabulous.
Yeah. And he also mentioned during the show that he was a professional clown. And that immediately when he mentioned that, I remember back seeing him in his clown outfit. Yeah, he's a remarkable guy.
I did not know that.
Yeah. I actually worked at DuPont for a number of years, but I met him through a social group in Delaware. And I mean, a lot of people in Delaware work for DuPont. Yeah, he had a very non-comedic, a very serious type job at DuPont. And so, like he said, you know, the clown kind of was the foil or the other personality to his straight-laced DuPont corporate type of role.
Right.
And that brought joy to a lot of people, and that he's also doing that with his steel drum playing. So it really, he's a really wonderful person.
Right.
So Susan, before we get started with your song list, can you tell me how music fits into your life? Like, do you seek it out? Is it usually in the background or in the foreground of a day?
It's definitely in the foreground. And there's a lot of things that I do with music. I play in a klezmer band where I worship, which is a lot of fun. Mm. And also the choir director. So I'm always preparing songs for the next holiday, the next event that comes up. And I join the local senior center and they have a chorus there. So I sing with them, and we've gone out this month to nursing homes in the area and perform for all of the residents, and it brings joy into their lives. So that's a fun thing to do. I also go to a local high school where they have a organ there that is the fourth largest organ in the world, Dickinson High School, and I enjoy the organ concerts too. I attend concerts in the libraries whenever they're having musical concerts. So I'm even writing all of these dates down on my calendar. And even in retirement, music is keeping me busy.
Uh-huh.
And I love to watch The Voice on TV and America's Got Talent and uh-huh. American Idol or PBS showing music specialties. So I seek out the music shows on TV. So I am always doing something with music, and then I can play it on my own too.
Uh-huh. So it sounds like you really surround yourself with it.
In March, for St. Patrick's Day, there's a local Irish band that I've always admired, and I love Irish music.
Mm-hmm.
I love music that's lively and toe-tapping. So I asked them if I can join them on some of the songs, and they said yes, and I was in seventh heaven. So at the library, for the first time, I joined my Irish band playing a couple of songs. And that was a nice experience, too. They have all their own arrangements, and I've heard them so many times. I know their songs, their style. But I show them my arrangement, and they're so quick to just help me out, too.
Oh, nice.
So it was a great experience.
That's great. That's great.
You know, growing up as a child, too, my parents would always play the big band music at home.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd watch Lawrence Welk, of course, and we'd Myron Florin. And Myron Florin actually came to visit the Delaware Accordion Club.
Okay.
So that was a thrill. And then growing up in the 50s and 60s, I certainly like that kind of music. I like the doo-wop and the innocence of the 60s songs. Love that. I couldn't tell you anything modern, but I'm a child of the 60s.
Yeah. Susan, as I noted a moment ago, we're going to hear your accordion playing. But I wanted to point out that this episode is extra special because the three songs we hear today are actually your own performances. And the songs you'll be playing today are Tsena Tsena Tsena, which was composed by Isachar Miron in 1941. And I hope I'm saying his name correctly. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss, from around 1971, and Never on Sunday, composed by Manos Hatzidikas in 1960. So I'm familiar with all of these tunes, and I'm really delighted to share your performances with our listeners. So first, we're going to take a listen to you playing Tsena Tsena Tsena. Hello, podcast listener. To experience this episode with music included, please visit our website, aaronsradio.show, where you can stream all episodes. Susan, I'm familiar with this song probably from Israeli dancing classes from my past. It certainly lends itself to dancing the hora, which is, for my listeners, is a traditional Romanian dance, which is quite popular in Israel, where the participants form a ring. Susan, I'm eager to know what inspired you to include this song on your list and play it for us.
Well, I've known it for many years, and I tend to like the lively songs. Uh-huh. So I play that, and I know it's a good dance song, and I use it so much. So I am, I guess, very familiar with it, and it's easy to play. So I threw that in there.
You had also provided me a list of other songs, which we're not including today, but it seems like your repertoire includes a lot of Israeli-type dance songs or classic songs that people would dance to.
Yeah, some of them are. Being in the klezmer band, and my choir sings music in Hebrew. Mm-hmm. So I tend to do a lot of Jewish music. And my second love is Irish songs.
Okay.
Anything lively is just wonderful.
I'm guessing that the accordion can also be used to play things that are more somber, but I think traditionally people think about it in a more lively fashion.
I would agree. The lively sounds good. It just sounds good on that instrument.
Mm-hmm.
I play a lot of polkas. Being with the Delaware Accordion Club, we tend to play a lot of polkas also, although I didn't include one. I'll have to come back again and give you a polka.
Yeah, and I definitely think of the polka when I hear the accordion. The history of the accordion is European-based, so it's not a coincidence that it's something that's used in a lot of cultures from Europe.
Right. In my accordion club, we do have a group of Italian players and Polish players. And I think it's sad. A lot of young children don't ask their parents for an accordion today. Uh-huh. That's probably on the bottom of their list. I think everyone wants to be a rock star and play the guitar, even me too. but still is a lot of joy that you can find in the accordion.
It's hard to not have some kind of energy when you're playing that instrument.
I think we're the life of the party.
I agree, So let's jump into your next song, which is not immediately thought of as an accordion song, but it is a classic tune, which is titled Those Were the Days. And this is the theme song from the 70s TV show All in the Family. So let's give a listen to that, and we'll talk about it on the other side. Hello, podcast listener. To experience this episode with music included, please visit our website, aaronsradio.show, where you can stream all episodes. Now, Susan, I grew up watching All in the Family, and I'm sure I attempted to sing along with that song more than once, but your Edith Bunker impression is spot on. Each time I hear it, it brings a smile to my face. So what inspired you to include this song today?
I was just laughing at myself, too. I tried it years ago, and I noticed people would react every time I sang that song. They'd all laugh, so I knew I was good for a laugh. And I never listened to myself really sing it, so I recorded myself one day and listened to myself sing the song, and I thought, she's pretty good, so I kept it up.
Right.
That one song, I kept it up, really not to showcase the accordion so much, but just as a little laugh. And I thought maybe your audience would laugh also and just enjoy it. I'm from New York. I think that show was supposed to be from Queens. Is it Queens, New York?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm thinking being from New York too helped a lot. And the ability to screech it out as hard as you could were key points that I could do.
Yeah, I think you're spot on. I can picture in my mind Archie and Edith sitting there at the piano.
Yes, I do play the piano also, as I said. So most of the time I am doing this song on the piano. But since I was playing the accordion on this episode, I thought I would stick with that. So that's the accordion version of
it. Yeah.
For Christmas, I like to do the chipmunk song, and also it's on the same basis because I get to screech out the high notes like a chipmunk on that part. And then the other one I'm working on is Tiptoe Through the Tulips by Tiny Tim.
Right.
But that's still a work in progress. I don't know. I was blessed with these weird voices, so I have fun with them.
So do you know how to play the ukulele? Have you tried that?
No, I really never have.
Okay. Because that's like, you know, that's Tiny Tim, his ukulele.
You've got the real instrument.
Yeah.
So You can showcase that one day.
Yeah, I feel like he was this tall, lanky guy, and he had like the smallest ukulele you could buy, I think, if I recall visually. I'm trying to picture this.
And he came out with a brown paper bag, and he'd take the ukulele out of it and play that song.
Yeah, yeah. I think I may have tried to learn it on the ukulele, but I probably couldn't do the justice to his voice. But maybe if we ever meet in person, I can accompany you with my ukulele, and you can do the singing.
That would be wonderful, yeah. And by then I'll have perfected the voice.
Okay. Yeah, it's an interesting aspiration to sing like Tiny Tim. I give you credit for that. That's great. So let's jump to your third song, Never on Sunday. Let's give that a listen. Hello, podcast listener. To experience this episode with music included, please visit our website, aaronsradio.show, where you can stream all episodes. Susan, this is such a beautiful tune, and the first time I heard it, it was by Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass, but it's been covered by a lot of people. I don't know if it was composed with the accordion in mind, but it certainly sounds perfect on the accordion. Why did you choose to include this song?
I also like the song very much. It does sound good on the accordion. I heard it as a child and liked it, and I was looking it up recently, and Myron Florin did also play this song. So if anyone wants to look up his version of it online,
okay,
it is there. And it was just fun to do also.
So this was by a Greek composer. Through your repertoire of songs that you play on the accordion, do you find a particular ethnicity running through a lot of them, or is it really all over the map?
I do play a lot of ethnic songs. There's a book by Kamen, K-A-M-E-N, who puts out international songs. So we use that book a lot. And there are Ukrainian songs in there, Russian songs, from every different ethnicity. So We enjoy doing that. And most people may not be familiar with it, but it's still, they all sound great. They're wonderful songs.
And do you know a lot of polka, like, you know, straight on polka music?
I've got enough in my songbook. If you could see my living room with music, there is certainly a ton of music books here. Uh-huh. And one is a polka book. And there's about 20 in there, but they're the most popular polka songs in there, like the Pennsylvania polka, the mm-hmm. Beer Barrel polka, TikTok polka. So most of the songs that are in there, people know. We like playing that also. It just lifts your spirits, and toe-tapping, dancing music.
So can you read the sheet music then for these songs?
Sure.
Yeah. And is there anything special about the sheet music as it would pertain to playing the accordion? Or do you just follow the notes on the piano part? And how would you say reading sheet music for an accordion is different than for another instrument?
Well, it's really not. Most instruments that can play melody and the bass and chords, we're reading whatever is on the sheet music. Mm-hmm. They don't put all those extra things, the flourishes and embellishments, on them. So you're free to interpret it that way. So you might add a lot of things, trills, frills, thrills, glissandos, all kinds of things that is not written down. So you have that kind of freedom. For other instruments that just play one voice, like a violin, where it's just the melody there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or background, that you're just doing that much.
And when you get into your mind that you want to play a certain song that you haven't played before, how long does it usually take for you to get comfortable playing it with or without the sheet music?
Well, I certainly would play it a few times to really get to know it very, very well. I play Hava Nagila. I think I play that all my life, so I don't have to look at music for that one anymore. It's there.
Right.
It's engraved in my blood.
Yes, yeah.
But for other songs, you know, with a few times practicing it, I'm sure you could put the music away and then play it.
But you find that most of the time you're out playing with music, except for the ones that you've kind of gotten into your muscle memory in your brain?
I know, you know, it's true. Like the older we get, we don't want to make any boo-boos. So having the sheet music in front of you really helps.
Yeah.
It's just a safety net. If the music's in front of me, I'll probably not make as many mistakes if I have to really recall it. And it gets worse as you grow older, I will tell you that.
So, Susan, is there anything else you'd like to share about your selections or any answers to questions I didn't ask you?
I wanted to mention that I became president of the Delaware Accordion Club a few years ago. And again, some of our members are in their 70s and 80s. Some are passing on. And I'm not getting a lot of young people to join. And it's kind of sad for us. We don't want to see the club end. Next year will be 25 years that the club has been together.
Okay.
We share a lot of good memories. And I'm trying to recruit new people, too. So if anyone out there would love to play the accordion, you can share that on Zoom now. You don't have to come to Delaware.
Okay.
We are on Zoom.
Okay. Awesome.
So they can join us that way. But I encourage everyone, again, learn an instrument. It's the best thing you'll ever do in your life.
Thank you. I think that's wonderful advice. Is there a website for this organization that you can mention?
DelawareAccordionClub.com. And we're also on Facebook.
To reiterate, you're saying that it's a Zoom focused organization. So people, at least right now, right? So people could be anywhere in the world and become part of this. Yeah. So
We used to meet in person in Claymont, Delaware before the pandemic, but for the last 2 years, we can't do that anymore. So we're sticking to Zoom.
I hope my listeners are inspired to learn more about the accordion. Maybe you have a relative who has one and it's kind of sitting around. Maybe you can borrow
check
it.
Check the attic and check the basement.
Yeah. ask around. Some people may have one that's usable, that they're not using, and just to play around on it. I think that'd be a great endeavor. So, Susan, this has been a lot of fun. It's been a unique episode in that we had your actual performances of the songs, and I got to learn some more about the accordion, and it definitely was a lot of fun listening to your own playing of the accordion.
Thank you so much for having me as a guest, and I really enjoyed it, and it's my first podcast. This is a record.
Well, I'm glad that I've been able to provide that opportunity for you to be on a podcast. And I hope that just like Michael inspired you to be on the show, that one of your friends or family who listened to this episode also are encouraged to be a guest. And with that in mind, I'd like to say to my listeners, if you want to be part of the show, start by going to our website, aaronsradio.show, and clicking on the My Three Songs button on the homepage. You can also sign up for our mailing list so you'll know immediately when a new episode is available. You can also find Aaron's radio show on your favorite podcast service, but the podcast episodes only include interviews and no licensed music. So until next time, keep your ears and mind open and let more music into your world.
You're listening to Aaron's Radio Show.